You're listening to Positively Anti-Inflammatory, the show for people just like you who want to keep inflammation down and your spirits up. I'm your host, Alyssa Abrahamson, functional nutritional therapist and wellness coach. Today and every Wednesday, I'm here to be your coach and your guide as I offer insightful ways for you to lead a positively anti-inflammatory life. Hello and welcome to episode 31. Today is part two of my series, Going Gluten and Dairy Free. Last week in part one, I shared my story and journey of eliminating dairy and gluten from my diet back in 2012, 9 years ago. And the reason I chose to change my diet at the time, I've actually since made a lot more dietary changes, but my initial change was going gluten and dairy free to help reduce inflammation. I have the autoimmune disease rheumatoid arthritis. And I did notice positive changes in my body when I changed my diet, and also positive changes in my relationship with food and how I nourish myself after eliminating these foods. What I found is that once I eliminated dairy and gluten and noticed significant changes, it helped me recognize the impact of food on my body and on health. And it really helped me open my mind to being more conscientious about what I was eating. So I began eating a wider variety of foods than what I had previously been eating because I could no longer just rely on, you know, a slice of pizza or a muffin or a bagel or, you know, a block of cheese as my meal. So going gluten and dairy free really helped me create mindfulness about how I nourished myself. And I'm grateful to myself for making those changes and sticking to it. So if you haven't listened to last week's episode, make sure you do that. Okay, as I've been working on this series, Going Gluten and Dairy Free, I actually decided to split it up and add another episode because I initially was going to do gluten and dairy in one episode, but what I realized is that I'm going to dedicate one episode to dairy, another episode to gluten, and then actually the final episode in this series is conversations with people who have gone gluten and dairy free, which is super exciting. And the reason why I decided to do this is because there's so much to discuss. This is like such a huge topic. And one of my intentions with this podcast is to try and keep the length manageable and provide information that's, you know, simple to follow and digestible. So we're going to have four episodes instead of three in this series, which I'm excited about. And today, it's all about dairy. Today, I'm going to answer questions such as, what is dairy? What's the link between dairy and inflammation? What are signs and symptoms of inflammation caused by dairy? I'm also going to share how not all dairy is created equal and what health changes you might experience if you do eliminate dairy from your diet. I'm also going to give you some great non-dairy sources of calcium. But before we dive in, I'd like to share that the information that I do present in this podcast is educational and informational. And as a functional nutritional therapy practitioner and holistic wellness coach, I don't provide medical diagnosis. Rather, I address underlying imbalances within the body that create symptoms, and I offer education and guidance, strategic personalized tools and protocols to help restore optimal health, healing, and balance in body, mind, and spirit. Okay, so as you know, diet and nutrition play a huge role in your health. And as a holistic healer, I believe that nutrition is just one piece of wellness and healing. This podcast is dedicated to holistic health and wellness. So this means mindset, mindfulness, your thoughts, beliefs, your lifestyle, how you choose to live your life, all have a deep impact on your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being. And if you follow this podcast, you'll notice that, you know, the majority of the episodes are not nutrition or food-based. And the reason is because nutrition is highly personal and individualized. So for me, it feels a bit uncomfortable to make blanket statements about nutrition because I work on the premise and concept of bioindividuality. And that means that each body, each person Each person is unique, and there is no one right diet or nutrition protocol for everyone. Rather, when you focus on nutrition, it's about figuring out what foods support and nourish your body and what foods don't work for you, what foods you're sensitive to and cause you inflammation. Remember, inflammation is at the root of disease, and gluten and dairy are two of the biggest culprits behind really surging rates of chronic illness and autoimmune disease that we're experiencing that's going on today. So if you are dealing with inflammation, you have a chronic condition or an autoimmune disease, even digestive issues, experimenting with removing gluten and dairy from your diet could be incredibly beneficial to improving your health. So, okay, today it's all about dairy. So first, let's define dairy. What is dairy? Well, dairy includes foods produced from the milk of mammals. So most commonly cows, goats, and sheep. There are others, but most commonly cows, goats, and sheep. And dairy includes any of the foods made from the milk from these mammals, including butter, cheese, ice cream, yogurt, kefir. If you're not familiar with kefir, it's a fermented yogurt-like milk drink. And the question is, well, what's the connection between dairy and inflammation? Well, the truth is dairy causes inflammation in a large percentage of the population. And now this is several reasons. This could be due to a lactose intolerance, or if you have a sensitivity to casein or whey, which are the proteins naturally found in cow's milk. So casein sensitivities are actually more common than whey sensitivities because casein protein is much more difficult to digest than whey. And dairy contains high levels of casein. So this type of protein can trigger inflammation, and it can also trigger pain in the joints and might even contribute to irritation around the joints. So what's important and interesting to note is that casein protein is actually structurally similar to gluten. So the same molecular mimicry that triggers an attack and inflammation when you eat gluten, if you've got a sensitivity, can also occur when you eat casein from dairy. And in brief, molecular mimicry is when a foreign antigen shares structural similarities with your body's tissues. And an antigen is any substance that causes your immune system to produce antibodies against it. So basically, this means that your immune system doesn't recognize the substance and is trying to fight it off. Bottom line, due to molecular mimicry, there's a good chance that if you're sensitive to gluten, you're sensitive to dairy. Okay, both might be causing you inflammation and health issues. So studies actually show that about 50% of people with a gluten intolerance are casein intolerant as well. So if you're still experiencing symptoms of a gluten sensitivity, like any inflammatory symptoms that you experience with gluten, even after eliminating gluten completely, maybe dairy could be the culprit. So here's another thing to keep in mind. Conventional dairy products are full of hormones and antibiotics. And these added hormones and antibiotics that the cows are on sneak into the dairy products that you eat. And one side effect of antibiotics is that they kill off good bacteria as well as bad bacteria. So when you get antibiotics in your system from your food, the good bacteria die, and that leads to issues in your gut. And I've said this many times in this podcast, and I hope if you've been listening that you can repeat it now with me. Drum roll. 70 to 80% of your immune system is housed in your gut, your gastrointestinal tract. So the health of your gut is super important. Okay, so back to the chemicals and dairy products. So basically, the additives in dairy mess with your system and contribute to a host of issues, including acne, mood swings, and antibiotic resistance. Now, I'm going to name a few conditions that are associated with inflammation caused by dairy consumption. So if you experience any of these, be mindful of your dairy consumption, because it could be causing inflammation and health issues. First, if you know you have a dairy allergy, then of course, dairy is causing you inflammation. Second, if you are lactose intolerant, a lactose intolerance basically means that your body can't produce the enzyme lactase that helps break down the sugars in milk. Or if you have IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. If you have a gluten intolerance, if you have SIBO, small intestinal bacteria overgrowth, or if you have intestinal permeability, aka leaky gut, which frankly, most of us have leaky gut to varying degrees, but important to note that leaky gut is especially linked to those with autoimmunity. And if you want to learn more about gut health and leaky gut, make sure that you go back and listen to episode 20, What is Gut Health? What is Leaky Gut? Why It All Matters. Okay, so again, if you have any of these, dairy allergy, lactose intolerance, IBS, SIBO, gluten sensitivity or intolerance, leaky gut, there is evidence that dairy promotes an inflammatory response in your body. Also, research supports a positive link between dairy consumption and skin issues. So if you notice you get a pimple or a skin rash like psoriasis or eczema after you eat dairy, and this could happen within a few hours or even after a few days, dairy could be the cause. So in addition to skin issues, I'd like to share just a few more signs and symptoms of inflammation caused by dairy. So if you notice bloating, gas, cramping, changes in bowel movements, any type of digestive issue or digestive upset after eating dairy, this is a red flag. Another more obvious association with dairy sensitivity is increased mucus production. And like I just mentioned, dairy inflammation symptoms also include changes in your skin with rashes and acne. Also, and this is super important, many people don't realize they are sensitive to dairy because dairy inflammation symptoms also can include mental health related symptoms. Most people don't associate dairy with mental health, right? But it's true. So, for example, you could experience brain fog, cognitive malfunctions, feel fatigued, have anxiety, depression, energy crashes, after eating dairy products. And that could be an association, or that association could potentially mean that you have a dairy sensitivity. Do you have experience with any of these? Also, I keep talking about having a quote sensitivity to dairy, and I think it's important to distinguish between a food allergy and a food sensitivity. So basically, a food allergy creates a severe and immediate reaction. Like you'll know right away, maybe your lips might start swelling or you just immediately you're going to have an immediate reaction. So that's a food allergy. And then the food sensitivity is a little bit more tricky. So a food sensitivity is a type of delayed inflammatory response. So, sometimes it can take 72 hours or maybe even more for a food sensitivity symptom to appear. So, the tricky thing is you might not realize that it's dairy that's causing your bloating, your gas, your headaches, your fatigue, your eczema, your anxiety, or, any other symptom. And then, when you're experiencing these symptoms and you don't realize it's linked to dairy and you continue to eat dairy, or if you do know that it's linked to dairy, but you ignore that and just continue to eat dairy, then your system really can become chronically inflamed because you continue eating cheese or adding milk to your coffee or eating, even a bite of Ben and Jerry's or, a whole pint of Ben and Jerry's. So what do you think about that? All right. I mentioned in last episode, I mentioned cheat days and going gluten and dairy free part one. And in my opinion, there are many problematic things about the concept of a cheat day. That's why I did a bonus episode about it. So check that out if you haven't already. But essentially, if you're really committed to improving your health, your gut health, lowering inflammation, and trusting yourself when you know what's best with your body, when you, quote, cheat and have dairy, and you very well know what causes you inflammation, that slows down the healing process. And essentially, you're back to square one. It takes up to 3 weeks for dairy to fully leave your system after you stop eating it. So this is something to really take into consideration if you're prioritizing diet changes to reduce inflammation or chronic health symptoms. But I get it. Many people want to push boundaries and say, screw it. I need that creme brulee. I know I'll be in the toilet all night, but it's worth it. Or I know my skin will break out, but I don't care. I need that cheese lover's pizza. And if that's you, of course, that's okay and you're not alone, but I really want you to reflect on when you make those choices. Is it worth it? Does it truly bring you joy and pleasure? Or do you also have feelings of guilt or shame or thoughts of, I just can't help myself. I'm just bad. I'm bad. Or, you know, I'm a bad eater, or whatever the detrimental thought it might be for you. Because I'm here to tell you, your thoughts, your mindset is critical in this. And if you are going to choose to have that milkshake when you know damn well you'll have an eczema outbreak or you'll have severe cramping and gas, then own that decision. Okay? Own it hardcore. Say to yourself, I am choosing to have this milkshake and I understand the consequences on my health. But having pleasure and indulging in this milkshake right now is more important to me, and it will enhance my life. And I am firm and grounded and happy in my decision. Then thank your body for supporting you when you choose to enjoy that milkshake or chocolate mousse or cheese platter or whatever that is. And I'm serious. I'm recommending you say these things to yourself. When you talk, when you think, when you talk to yourself, your body, your brain, and your cells listen. This has a huge impact on your well-being. The things say to yourself matter. So when you're choosing to eat something, when you know that there is going to be an inflammatory response, whatever that is for you, have a conversation with yourself first. Thank that food, acknowledge it. Be proud and stand grounded in that decision because your cells will receive it better, in my opinion. So, okay, well, I do also have some good news. Not all dairy is created equal. So first, you may know, 100% that yes, you can eat dairy, that you tolerate dairy and it gives you no issues whatsoever. And even if that's not you and you have a dairy sensitivity, but you continue to eat dairy, please make sure that you always choose high quality, full fat, yes, full fat, organic, pasteurized dairy that's preferably from grass-fed cows, grass-fed goats and sheep. You know, raw organic grass-fed dairy is also an excellent, healthful choice. That's where you will reap the most nutritional benefits. So the interesting and helpful thing to note is that dairy products from goats and sheep are often better tolerated than dairy from cows because goats and sheep contain lower levels of the milk proteins since they come from a smaller animal. So goat and sheep's milk contain milk proteins that are more easily digestible. Have you noticed that? Have you experimented with that? So, this is a big part of the reason that when you have dairy from a goat or a sheep, that it's less likely to cause gastrointestinal symptoms and inflammatory responses when you eat it. So, many people find that they can eat goat's milk or sheep's, feta or whatever, for example, and not have issues. Whereas when they eat dairy from a cow, watch out. Grab that roll of Charmin. Oh. Okay. So I want to acknowledge that we have been taught that dairy is basically the main source of calcium, you know, in our diet, and is an essential health food by the food, dairy, and farming industry. Remember that commercial in the 80s, milk, it does the body good. Oh my gosh, my brain just like, I don't know if this was, yeah, I think this is one of the images. I just like see a kid with like that milk mustache. Anyway, and I gotta say, you know, I grew up in Minnesota. I was literally the dairy queen. I drank milk my whole life, like through my 20s, probably, I mean, and I'm not exaggerating, probably like a half a gallon every day or two throughout my life, through my 20s. It's actually so funny. I just want to share this. In my 20s, when I was hungover, my hangover cure was a huge glass of milk, and probably maybe even two glasses of milk, and I'd have cottage cheese with ketchup, yes, and fake crab meat. That was like my hangover cure. Lots of milk, cottage cheese with ketchup, and fake crab milk. Oh my god. Anyway, Lord have mercy. Okay, but I digress. So yes, there are many healthful benefits to dairy, including calcium and potassium and vitamin D and protein. However, research indicates that while dairy may have healthful benefits in some individuals, for some, it's harmful to their health. Remember, the type and the quality determine the health benefits. Also, let's acknowledge that Dr. Google gives us conflicting information, just as the food and dairy, you know, farming industry, milk does a body good. We get conflicting information. And so, you know, given the conflicting research findings, and if you're still unsure, or, you know, if you have a dairy is causing inflammation, or if you even have a hunch that dairy is causing inflammation and contributing to health issues, guess what? You might consider an elimination diet. A great way to test if dairy is causing inflammation is to cut it out of your diet for 30 days and see how you feel. See what happens. So what you do is you simply cut out all forms of dairy for 30 days. And remember, you must read the ingredients. There's hidden dairy, just like there's hidden gluten in so many processed foods. And then you'd follow up with a formal reintroduction trial after 30 days. And this can help you see more clearly and assess any potential negative reactions that you have to dairy. And yes, you can absolutely get tested for dairy intolerances. But honestly, I think experimenting with a 30-day dairy-free diet is the best way to determine if you have a dairy sensitivity. Because when you slowly add those foods back, you watch very closely for signs or symptoms that I mentioned, you know, signs of irritation or inflammation, even those mental health signs, to see how your body appears sensitive to dairy or a particular food. And this is really such a good way, such a healthy, intentional way to get to know your body and connect with your body and learn more about your body's way of communicating with you. So, you know, doing a dietary elimination, well, dairy elimination, any kind of dietary elimination can sometimes be a little challenging or sometimes confusing or overwhelming when you do it alone. You know, food eliminations is something I have a lot of experience with. I've eliminated and reintroduced many different foods over the years to determine what causes inflammation in my body. This is something I guide my clients with, and I think it's always helpful and easier to do with the support and guidance of a practitioner. So if that's something that you want to do, I do encourage you seeking out support. And finally, I know that, you know, calcium is this concern for many people. And so if you are, you know, if you have eliminated dairy, or if you're, you know, want to experiment with, you know, eliminating dairy, and you're looking for non-dairy sources of calcium, I want to recommend five really great non
dairy sources of calcium. Number one, canned fish with the bones, specifically canned sardines and canned salmon with those edible bones. Now, there are a lot of canned sardines out there that are skinless and boneless. They're actually a little bit easier to find. And while those are super nutrient dense and incredibly healthful, you know, sardines are better than no sardines, make sure that you look for and get the ones that have the skins and bones, because that's where the calcium and nutrients are. Same with that canned salmon. All right, sesame seeds. So that includes, you know, the seeds themselves, which you can sprinkle on, you know, salads or soup or whatever, but also, you know, tahini, which is made out of sesame seeds, which is just so delicious to, you know, to make with a salad dressing, to put over roasted vegetables, and so much more. Raw almonds are also another good source of calcium. Now, when we talk about nuts in general, but specifically we're talking about raw almonds right now, please look for raw. And the reason is because any of like the roasted or toasted, if you look, there are added oils that generally are potentially inflammatory. So, and then number four, dark leafy greens like collard greens, turnip greens. Hey, when's the last time you had turnip greens? Spinach, bok choy, and then also the fifth, bone broth. Bone broth is fabulous. And really, if you're not familiar, bone broth is made from boiling down the animal bones and connective tissue into a delicious broth. And it's really essential to note that if when you're considering calcium, that you do need other vitamins to help absorb calcium. Basically, they're called cofactors. Basically, calcium is ineffective without magnesium, vitamin K, and vitamin D. And so that's why eating a wide variety of wholesome foods found in nature, you are going to get those foods. You're going to get those cofactors to help your body absorb that calcium. Keep in mind that grains are actually high in phytic acid, which can inhibit the proper calcium uptake. So if you are someone who eats a ton of grains, you know, that could be, even if you're gluten-free, I mean, it could be rice or quinoa or buckwheat or whatever, that can make calcium absorption a bit more difficult for some people. Okay, woohoo, we did it. Going gluten and dairy free, part two, all about dairy. Holy wowza. Thank you so much for listening and for, you know, being with me on this journey of learning about dairy in our lives. And stay tuned for next week, part three in the series, where I will discuss gluten. And until then, say something nice to yourself, slow down when you eat, and say yes to rest.
Hey, if what you're hearing resonates with you, I created a free resource just for you, Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide. To get your free copy, head over to guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com. That's guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com to receive your free Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide.